Ken Caesar, the head wrestling coach at Amherst. And obviously, not a long trip for you to get here tonight, man. You got to like it when we're here at the Brew Kettle.
Yeah, it's like 1.2 miles from my house. So not very far.
Well, hey, great to have you on. And, boy, it's always fun to talk Comet Wrestling because certainly it's a program that always just seems to churn out some quality wrestlers. So who are those guys going to be this year?
Well, obviously, we got Matt Lee coming back at heavyweight. Took fifth in the state last year. Southwest Conference MVP. Pinned his way through the conference. You know, obviously, his goal is to win state. Nothing other than that left for him at this point. He's broken every record and you know, got to the highest level. So that's his goal there. You know, we got returning district qualifier Adam Loft. He's going to be 120, 126, something like that. You know, his goal should be to get to state as well. We got a couple other kids in there in the mix. Sophomore named Xavier Rivers. He had a real good freshman year. Had some injuries and things like that, so not a lot of people know about him too much. But he's going to be in there at the 45-52 weight class, right there in the mix to make the state as well.
Well, you got quality kids. I know you're so high on Lee. I mean, everybody's high on Lee.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's a good football player too. He just finished, you know, his football season, and he's a good kid. And you know, it's nice because he finished fifth in the state last year. I think he was ranked around fourth or fifth at the in the rankings. And I think everybody ahead of him was seniors. So coming into the season, he has that expectation to be probably the best kid in the state in the Division I level. And I think going into the season, and probably just because he was playing football and not doing some of the preseason wrestling or that, I think they got him ranked number two. But yeah, that's a state final appearance. And if you get in on that stage, under the spotlight in the state final match, there you are. You got, you know, a 50-50 chance usually of coming away with that state title, which I think would be you guys first since Jake Percival.
Yeah.
Only second, that would be the second ever.
Yeah. We had Aaron Weinmiller took second a few years ago. Well, it's been a while now, but
seems like yesterday.
Yeah, I know.
Brian, when you have an elite wrestler like Lee, how does that impact the rest of the program?
Well, it impacts the program in a bunch of different ways. It's great because the kids can see that level is attainable. It's real. It's something that they can get to. You know, it creates challenges though too, because you have to kind of differentiate your practice a little bit, because there's things that he needs to do to train for that high level. And then you got kids that are first year kids coming out trying the sport out. You got kids that you know, are JV kids, or you know, freshmen that you got to show a lot of technique to and slow things down, you know, and that creates problems too. But you know, overall, I mean, having a wrestler of that caliber is great for the kids to see, and allows them to realize that their goals are attainable.
I was going to obviously ask about the new addition to the coaching staff, Mike Wersch. Covered him when he was wrestling for Amherst. Probably one of the best grinders I've ever seen. I mean, he's just like a workhorse and just kind of like gets it done on the mat. It's got to be nice to have him back. Young guy that can get on the mat. I mean, you guys all probably get on the mats and stuff, but he definitely probably goes out there and puts a beating on some of these kids.
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited to have Mike Wersch back with us. I mean, he was, out of all the kids I've coached, he is one of the most technical, and he listened, and he understands what hard work is, and you know, I you know, taught him everything I know, and you know, I know that he has a good knowledge of the sport, and I have no reservations about letting him run a practice, and you know, just take over on some days to bring some new energy into the room, and it's gonna be great having him in there for sure.
Again, we're talking with Brian Caesar, head wrestling coach at Amherst, as he joins us here in Amherst at the Brew Kettle as we wind down our high school wrestling preview. And, Brian, we were talking about having a guy like Lee on the team and just what that can show the kids. And every coach that we've had on here from the SWC has talked about Olmsted Falls and their program. When you're wrestling against that type of competition, what does that bring out in the guys?
Oh, yeah, Olmsted Falls has been ever since Brecksville left the conference, everybody was all excited. Brecksville's leaving. Then all of a sudden, Falls just like blows up into this powerhouse. You know, like, and you know, I don't think they've lost a dual meet in the conference since Brecksville left. So it's good. It's a good rivalry. You know, we went over there last year, wrestled them in a dual match, and God, I feel like maybe like 8 matches through or something. It was like a back and forth match. It was real close, and then, you know, we had a couple things not go our way, and kind of downward spiraled, and we ended up, you know, losing by 20 or so. But it was exciting, and the kids get up for that, and the kids, you know, knowing that they're going to have tough competition, to make them work harder in the practice room, and you know, it's a good rivalry for sure.
And obviously, the SOC added like Avon and Midview, which have some pretty good programs, to the mix. That conference, your schedule, you're in that Mommy Bay, you're in some of those same tough tournaments. You're at Brecksville still?
No, not Brecksville.
Okay. Obviously, though, but you guys could do a real tough schedule as well. Perry Penn City. How, you know, much of that grind, just kind of like, I know, obviously, Matt. I've been following that personal story at Perry Penn City. Is that kid coming back next year?
Who's that?
The heavyweight from Erie, Pennsylvania?
Yeah. He's a junior, I think.
Almost. Okay, so yeah. Matt Lee and this kid have gone at it the last 3 years, and this kid has edged Matt both times. So it'll
it's
be
circled
from
it'll
Pennsylvania.
Be, it's circled. Yeah, from Erie, Pennsylvania. Yep. So it'll be interesting to see that. But this competition, I mean, you go for that. That's what you go for.
Oh, yeah.
This conference and that schedule.
For sure, yeah. And one thing that we changed this year in the SWC, I don't know if you know any of the other coaches were talking about or not, but they changed up the structure. We were wrestling like all double duels. You had to wrestle everyone, and it was double duels. We kind of changed that a little bit, and we were going to wrestle 2 double duels and then wrestle the rest of them dual meets. So I think that's kind of something that the sport needs, where 2 schools just show up in the gym. You go on 1 mat like the old days, and, you know, you just wrestle a match, and it's just good for the sport. We're going to wrestle Olmsted Falls in a single duel. We're going to wrestle Avon in a single duel. When you have those double duels going on, you know, you've been to them. Not everybody knows what's going on because there's teams on 1 mat, teams on another mat. Some people are cheering at one time. Some people are, you know, watching different things. And I just think that is going to be something that's going to help us a lot. You know, it's created more home matches. So last year I think we only had maybe 1 home match. I think this year we have 4. So it's just, you know, it's going
to
be good.
All in all, to compete at the level, as we've talked about, not only in the conference but some of the other tournaments that you're going to be at, numbers are where you want them to be?
We're shooting to have like 25 kids out for the team, roughly. And we got a good mix of, you know, you always worry if you get a group of like 6 or 7 seniors, you know, like you're going to be real good for 1 year and then you're rebuilding. I think we have like maybe 4 seniors or so. But then we also have like 3 or 4 freshmen that are going to come into the lineup. And, you know, the rest are filled in with sophomores and juniors. So we got a good mix of every class, which is going to allow us, you know, at least for years to come, kind of just keep going at a steady pace. Because 1 year we had a really good team. We had 6 seniors and they all graduated. And then after that, it was like, oh, we got to rebuild. And, you know,
you'd rather reload than rebuild.
Yeah, it's easier when you only got to replace a couple here or there. So we got a good mixture of kids from each grade level. So
very
that's
cool.
Something that's good for us.
Well, you know, Brian is an important guest when he has his own sponsor. Got a folks who say, I got to sponsor the Brian Caesar interview. Our Brian Caesar interview was brought to you by DFI Machine, providing accuracy and specialized services on Lake Avenue in Elyria. You have your own sponsor, Coach.
Yeah, that's a parent of ours from Biddy Wrestling Program. So
there you go.
Thank you very much.
Well, no, thank you. Thanks for coming on, and obviously, I'm glad we could do this close to home, and looking forward to a tremendous year for the Comets out there in the Mets. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you guys for having me.
All right, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Caesar.